Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader this Thursday morning. We're one day away from the weekend, Reader. Mm-hmm. This is a short work week. It's got me all discombobulated. You know
That's
what I
true.
Mean? You know, yesterday was Wednesday. We totally forgot to answer some medical questions.
Oh.
So thankfully, we got some today for you guys. So it's another installment of Unqualified Medical Advice with Nick and Reader. So, Reader, our first question today. Tracy. So, long story short, I was at work and I saw a syringe in a shopping cart. I don't know if it was used or not, but it had a cap on the needle and I grabbed it from the body or whatever it's called. I didn't see any blood and I probably had it in my hand for no more than 5 minutes, but I didn't wash my hands until about an hour later because I was busy with work. I didn't touch my face or anything. Should I be worried about getting any sort of disease from touching this syringe? It was capped.
Yeah.
Did you stick yourself at the pointy end? I think you're safe.
Yeah. Mind you, if I happened to just come across one, I would have just left it anyway,
yeah.
I think.
If you find a syringe in a shopping cart, just leave the shopping cart. Or find somebody to properly dispose of the needle. That's probably the better thing to do. Just be safe out there when you're working with syringes and all that. Beth asks, my son got a bit of a sunburn on his arms today at football practice. I was looking up some quick home remedies and apple cider vinegar kept coming up, so I tried it. I diluted it with a little water and had barely started patting it on his arm when he started freaking out and said it was lighting his skin on fire. Is that normal for it to sting like that? What did I do wrong? This is what you did wrong, Beth. You didn't drink the apple cider vinegar instead. Don't you know that we already did that to show you how healthy it is to drink apple cider vinegar?
Yeah, but we were also quite dumb the first time we did it and didn't bother to cut it with anything either.
Well, she was diluting it here, too.
Yeah, she was smart.
You should put apple cider vinegar on a sunburn.
I don't know. If it feels on the skin like it did when we were drinking it down, I don't know that I'd want to put it on my skin.
Yeah, it burns anywhere you put it. So
just
be careful with that apple cider vinegar. Don't use it on sunburns, Beth. And finally, Dustin asks, I want to lower my blood pressure. What should I do?
Apple cider vinegar. Yeah, just stick with that.
If you have any medical advice that you need, just send us a question on our Fox FM app. You can message us directly on all our social media at @MoreFoxFM. Any kind of medical advice we can give you to the best of our unqualified opinion.
We're releasing the official Nick and Reader cologne. It smells like beard oil and chapstick.
So you admit they're clinically insane.
Oh, yes.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.